past eight, the Full English Breakfast Show, and delighted to welcome Ulf from Riviera Yacht Support into the studio. Hello, Ulf.
Thank you, Rob. Glad to be here.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for your support. I know things aren't easy for the yachting industry at the moment, but you've stuck with us, and we're happy to have you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we will not go away in a hurry, that's okay. For sure.
Don't forget to leave the check with the accountant.
Okay.
How have things been? I mean, it's been tough for everybody, isn't it?
It's been tough, yes, of course. It's been affecting everybody, including the yachting industry. But you had to adjust, you had to modify and do the best you can. And I was actually surprised that it became as good as it did this season. When it all started in March, April, I thought, wow, this is going to be a zero season. It's going to be completely dead. But takes a lot to take away the pleasure from the riches.
Yeah.
And they want to keep going.
Fortunately, it stayed away until pretty much the season was over. Now it's all coming back again, so not too disastrous in the end.
Not too bad, and actually it has been good for Seabay, for Riviera Seabay. Since that is an online shop, people have more time to focus on online shopping and browse and see good deals.
It's a real shame that the golf had to be cancelled this year.
Exactly, yeah, it's very sad. We were planning to expand the Riviera Yacht Support Golf Bonanza to a two-day event, but we're going to have to hold on till next year for that one. Also, the Snow Bonanza in March was cancelled. So therefore, since we are avid supporters of the Bonanza events, we did another one, which is called the Seabay Sales Bonanza. So, if I may, Seabay, for those who don't know, is a concept we put together 3 years ago, which is basically selling items no longer used by super yachts. Those in the industry know that super yachts have normally a very good budget. They change items. The items change goes into storage, and they may very well be in very good condition. And there they sit in storage a few years and until they have enough dust, and then they justifiable go in the bin. So we thought that's a shame. So we brought up the concept where we have a big warehouse in Antibes. Boats that want to sell items, we come and pick up. We take care of the whole process, and we upload on our online platform. And these items get a second life. And happy shoppers get some fantastic deals.
Like that's a rigid inflatable at Cerebles at the auction of the golf last year. Don't you take now the box yet?
No. Those are sneaky ones. These silent auctions are a bit sneaky. I've been caught on them myself a few times.
Yeah, I think I'm sure she'll get around to using it one day. So what kind of things are we looking at? Some sort of boys' toys and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's a great variety. We have a lot of high-quality furniture. We have a lot of sports equipment, interior decorating item, a lot of different, cutlery and tableware, vases, artwork.
Golf clubs.
We had some golf clubs. We sold them. Are you in the market, are you?
No, I bought some, actually.
Oh, yeah. Good man. And we have, for those who are AV fans, we have a lot of AV equipment for very good prices. We have some boats, tenders in very different sizes. We have some really high-end tenders for €250,000. But we also, but we have some smaller rescue tenders and inflatables as well. And water sports, lots of water sports.
So this is actually going to be an open day, or are you going to do it online?
No, an open day. So this is an invite to all to come to the Riviera warehouse, which is close to the Antibes Autoroute exit in the Trois Moulins area. To find it, the best thing is to go online to Riviera Seabay's website. There you have the exact position. And there we're going to welcome people as from 11 o'clock. We're going to put a lot of stuff out in front of the warehouse so you can see what's there. Otherwise, the warehouse is not a showroom as such. But here we'll have all the stuff, a lot of stuff outside. And there's going to be a little barbecue going. We'll have a little music. If you're lucky, you might get a glass of wine even.
Ooh.
Yes.
All socially distanced.
Yes, absolutely. No, we're thinking a lot about this. You have to wear a mask, and we'll have a lot of the hand wash around and social distancing. So we have to be cautious and responsible about this.
Yeah, I mean, people are getting really fed up with the restrictions, aren't they? But, I mean, there's nothing we can do about it, really.
No, it's you have to continue to be very cautious and careful, and hopefully there will be some reliable vaccine coming out and that can that can start stave it off.
And particularly difficult when you're selling a load of stuff like that. You have to make sure it's all sterilized and hygienic before you let it go.
Yes. Yeah, we will do that. We will wipe all areas, all products and everything. So everybody will feel safe to come around there. But it's going to be a very jolly day. And there might be some surprise elements going in. We might throw a little auction in there.
Mm.
So
make sure Sarah comes along.
Yes, Sarah, come along. And will you be there as well, Rob?
I'll try and make it, yeah. So when's it taking place then?
It's this Saturday, the 24th of October, starting, as I said, from 11 o'clock. And as I said, you can find more information about Seabay and the exact location on the website, which is Riviera-Seabay, spelled CBAY.com.
Plans for the next few months after this virus goes away, hopefully?
Well, there's a lot of work at Seabay, so I'm focusing on this right now. But I'm also waiting for the snow, which I love, you know. So looking up the mountains and looking forward to do some skiing, if it's going to be allowed at all. Who knows?
And hopefully next year we might be getting back to some semblance of normality.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I really think so. I think we all had enough of this. So let's hope so.
Right, so Riviera-Seabay.com this coming Saturday, starting at 11 o'clock. And you can find details of how to get there on the website. It's quite easy. It's just around the back of the moat, so we're near the Trois Moulins, isn't it?
Exactly. For those who know, you go past the Déchetterie, the city dump, and you go past the new, well, it's not new anymore, but the basketball stadium. And it's along that road. But
hope that none of the items end up in the city dump.
No, let's hope not. No, there's going to be fantastic deals. It's going to be great deals. It's amazing items coming off the super yachts. And boats are not really doing it to make money. They just want to get rid of the stuff and get some return. So fantastic deals to be made.
So pick yourself up a bargain, Riviera-Seabay.com. Well, thank you very much for coming in. And you set me a difficult task by finding an obscure Fleetwood Mac record that I had to hunt high and low for, but I have found it.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate it. I hope you enjoy it. It's a cool song.
Didn't help you actually gave me the wrong title.
Okay, you found it anyway.
From 1976 is Silver Springs.
Thanks, Rob. Thank you very much.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online, this is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
I'm Rob Harrison with the top stories across the Riviera. French police have raided the homes of scores of Islamist activists who've been commenting on social media in response to the barbaric decapitation of a teacher near Paris last Friday. Samuel Paty was beheaded by a radicalised Chechen refugee for showing his students a cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad as part of a French school curriculum class on freedom of expression. A crackdown of suspected Islamist militants and those who've been active on social media in recent days was ordered by President Macron following a meeting at the National Security Council. The Interior Minister, Gérald Darmanin, says that more than 80 separate investigations have been started against online hate speech following the murder of 47-year-old Mr. Paty, who'd been the subject of internet abuse. Mr. Darmanin says the government is conducting its biggest ever drive against what he describes as rampant Islamism on social networks. He said that not all those targeted by police are necessarily connected with last Friday's murder. 15 people are now in police custody being questioned about the incidents. French cinemas in Paris and other cities affected by the current curfew say they'll go bust unless urgent exemptions are agreed to save the industry. With some 20 million people around the country required to be off the streets between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m, cinemas are facing a critical struggle to survive. The film distribution industry has been facing increasing financial difficulties since the start of the pandemic, with the release of many new blockbusters being delayed and customers staying away from cinemas because of health concerns. Since lockdown measures were eased in May, cinemas have been increasingly relying on 7 p.m. showings to draw in customers, but with a 9 p.m. curfew in place, receipts are drying up again. The government has said that no exemptions can be made for screenings ending after 9 p.m, but it would distribute appropriate aid to the culture sector to help it through the curfew period. COVID-19 restrictions issued by the prefect of the Alpes-Maritimes will remain in force until at least the 2nd of November. Bernard Gonzalez says that cases of the virus are still increasing, with the infection rate at 124 cases per 100,000 residents on the 16th of October. That's way above the 50 cases per 100,000 required to trigger a public health alert. Face masks must be worn in public spaces unless specifically stated otherwise, and bars and restaurants must close at 10 p.m. The sale of alcohol in shops and supermarkets is banned after 8 p.m. and gyms and sports clubs must remain closed. The chance of a curfew being introduced in Nice is now said to be very likely. The prefect of the Var has also extended restrictions until the end of the half-term school holidays, with the infection rate running at 101 per 100,000 residents. France 3 Television says that 93% of intensive care beds in the department are currently occupied. There's been a positive response to the French government's new online residency portal for British nationals living in the country full-time. The portal, which went live on Monday, is described as being easy to use, quick and efficient. All full-time British residents in France must apply for a new withdrawal agreement, carte de séjour, before the end of June next year, and the government's trying to make the process as easy as possible and has even included an English section for those who may be struggling with the French language. Everyone will be required to make one trip to their local prefecture at some points during the process to submit biometric details and provide a recent passport photo for the new cars. Upon completion of the online process, a receipt will be issued and applicants will be invited to attend the local prefecture by appointment at a later date. The mayor of Tonde in the Alpes-Maritimes has said the villagers feel completely abandoned more than 2 weeks after Storm Alex caused extensive damage to the area. In an interview with the Nice Matin newspaper, Jean-Pierre Vassallo said that many residents are still without drinking water 17 days after the storm, and that those who did have supplies are only being given access between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. The mayor says the local baker is unable to make bread as he doesn't have enough water for the dough, and the refuse and sanitation services have stopped with rubbish piled up in a local field. He's called on regional authorities to restore services as soon as possible. The village of Saint-Dalmas is in a similar situation, as are several neighbouring hamlets, with more than 2,000 people affected. The French First Lady Brigitte Macron is self-isolating after coming into contact with someone suffering from COVID-19. A statement from Mrs. Macron's office said she'd come into contact with somebody who'd contracted the virus and was showing symptoms on the 15th of October and had gone into self-isolation for 7 days on Monday. The French president's wife is not suffering any symptoms and has so far tested negative for the virus. She won't be attending any public functions for the next week. And the south of France could be in for a battering as Storm Barbara sweeps across the region from today. The arrival of the storm 2 weeks after Alex caused such devastation to the southeast has put people on their guard, with winds of up to 150 kilometres an hour forecast and the risk of flooding. The arrival of the storm marks the end of what has been the coldest October in the southwest of the country since 1988, and some areas could get up to 2 months' worth of rainfall between now and Thursday. The tail end of Barbara could reach our region at the weekend.
Riviera Radio Sports News.
Football. There were two games in the English Premier League on Monday night. West Brom and Burnley shared a goalless draw, while Wolves were 1-0 winners at Leeds United. Here's more from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Andy Barwell at the BBC Sports Centre. West Bromwich Albion and Burnley played out the first goalless draw in the Premier League this season, with both teams still searching for a first win. West Brom are just above the drop zone, while Burnley got their first point of the campaign, and keeper Nick Pope saw positive signs from the team going forward.
I felt like we played well enough and created enough, definitely, to get a goal. And obviously with a clean sheet, we'd have got us over the line. So, yeah, disappointed in that regard. But for ourselves moving forward, it's a lot better than we've been this season.
And this was the reaction of the West Brom boss, Slaven Bilic, to that 0-0 draw.
This is us, you know. We are fighting the boys down. Their work effort was unbelievable, was great. It's got to be like that.
Wolverhampton Wanderers went top six with a 1-0 win away at Leeds United. Raul Jimenez scored the only goal of the game on 70 minutes, though it did come from a deflected shot.
I think all the strikers need sometimes that kind of help, that kind of lucky. So I think we deserve it now. We resist their attacks. We were persistent in the offensive part. So I think we deserve this win.
The Everton goalkeeper Jordan Pickford will not face retrospective action over his challenge on Virgil van Dijk in Saturday's Merseyside derby. The FA determined that the incident was seen at the time, having consulted with the match officials, including VAR. Van Dijk suffered cruciate ligament damage and is facing months on the sidelines needing surgery. And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
The group stages of the European Champions League get underway tonight with 8 games in groups E, F, G and H. In group E, Chelsea hosts Sevilla while Paris Saint-Germain hosts Manchester United in group H. Rugby Union Wasps' appearance in Saturday's English Premiership final is in doubt after 3 more players tested positive for coronavirus. 4 players and 3 staff members tested positive for the virus last week, and the club now has a total of 7 players who are self-isolating and unavailable for selection. A decision over whether the club can make the final against Exeter will be taken tomorrow after another round of testing today. Bristol will replace Wasps in the final if they're ruled out. And in golf, Jason Kokrak of the United States has won the CJ Cup in Las Vegas, with Xander Schauffele second and England's Tyrrell Hatton tied for third. It was Kokrak's first PGA Tour title as he fired a final round bogey-free of 64, which included 8 birdies. He ended on 20 under par, 2 shots clear of Schauffele.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster, the world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster yachts, beyond expectation.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Isle of Man, in the VAR, the general situation is a vast depression over the eastern Atlantic, generating a modest to strong easterly flux over the Gulf of Lyon. Winds are east-northeasterly, force 2 to 4. The sea is slight, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,024 millibars. At the Isle for Wednesday, partially cloudy, force 6 to 7. Northeasterly winds, moderate to rough seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are northeasterly, force 2 to 4. The sea is slight, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,023 millibars. At the Alec for Wednesday, showery, force 4 to 6. Southeasterly winds, moderate seas and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster, the world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster yachts, beyond expectation.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Servibat, the home closing specialist in Nice and Villefranche.
Mainly fine, lights to moderate southeasterly winds. Top temperatures 19 or 20 degrees. Overnight lows 14 degrees on the coast, 12 degrees inland with partially cloudy skies. Wednesday and Thursday partially cloudy but windy from the southeast. Highs of 20 or 21 degrees.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Servibat Nice and Villefranche. For 30 years, specialising in home closures, windows, blinds, shutters, reinforced glazing and doors. Feel good at home. Visit servibat06.fr.
Finally, there are around 300 cars at the British Motor Museum in Warwickshire, but only one is adorned with 1,000 signatures. The significance of that vehicle, tucked away alongside some of the greatest cars ever produced in the country, is revealed by its number plate. R100N. Yes, it was the last metro ever built at the Longbridge factory in Birmingham, and the signatures on its paintwork are from the men and women that helped to produce it. This year marks the 40th anniversary of the metro launch, and an online exhibition has been created by the British Motor Museum to celebrate a car that, well, divided opinions, to be frankly. My mum had one, it was horrible. Originally under the Austin mark, the first model was designed in just over 6 weeks. The cheapest model was £3,095, undercutting its main rival, the Ford Fiesta, by £65. 17 years later, now badged as the Rover 100, Metro number 2,078,219,000 became the final car to emerge from the production line. They made over 2 million of them. Now, the demise of the Metro is not widely mourned, but 40 years on from its launch, it isn't difficult to find fans. Online, there seems to be a growing affection from a younger generation of enthusiasts, in many cases, fueled by family nostalgia. I think it's possibly one of the worst cars I ever drove.